Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9, or 8:30 to 9 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. Good morning, Mr. Rector, sir.
Right here, our window looking out on Confederate Avenue, street.
Not beautiful blue sky today. Avenue. A little cloudy.
It is a little cloudy, but I was just telling Steve the sun didn't rise till 7:45 today.
It got light on the way over here.
Yeah. It wasn't like a couple of weeks ago. I couldn't see coming down White Street, but it is a little cloudy today. Had a little front come through, and I was listening to the weather last night, and they talked about it's one of those situations where it kind of rained a little bit up in the sky, but the air is so dry down here it evaporated before it got to the ground. So.
We had a pretty good rain, was it
Saturday? Last Saturday night, yeah.
A lot more than I thought it was.
I mean, I had over an inch, looked like, in my gate. I hadn't even dumped it out yet. But.
Yeah. And they're talking 20% tonight, and I think 20% Wednesday.
Hey, Tuesday's a good chance.
But it's dry the rest of the week. But.
Well, they said Friday, on into later in the week.
There's some disturbances down in the Atlantic.
So yeah.
Guess what?
Yeah.
They say one of them said it's straight for Florida again.
Well, it's not, season's not over until the end of November, but we don't usually get, the winds don't usually allow this to happen, the hurricanes up here. I think we've had very few hurricanes actually hit the East Coast in November.
But. They don't usually go straight up to the mountains of North Carolina.
No, they don't do that either.
Like once
poor mountains could use a break on some of that.
So. When Hurricane Hugo hit Rock Hill in 89, my mother said, don't worry about it. Hurricane's never gone 200 miles inland.
It has
Guess
not.
Guess what? And they have now.
Yeah, it did, boy. And all the people from Charleston and had to come up here to get out of the way. Boom.
Well, we were kind of like the deal with the mountains that told you to relocate. You did, and it followed you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kept after you. Mm-hmm.
So, well, Carolina Fresh, I want to announce this. Carolina Fresh, along with True Value Hardware, Matthews Construction, and a few other people, got some heaters donated and propane tanks. And we filled 300 gallons of propane in the tanks, and they sent them up to the mountains.
Oh, great.
This week, so help them out up there a little bit. It's a bad time up there, and it's just a bad time of year because now they've got the cold weather coming, people are living in tents, and
they've been fortunate, though. They went 29 days without any rain.
Yeah, that was fortunate.
If it rained during that 29 days, they'd have been in serious trouble.
But they got some snow coming, I'm sure, soon. So.
They already hit it one time, but they didn't do much damage from what I'm hearing. But
it looks like the weather, we're tending toward a warmer trend here, so maybe both our frost dates is going to be probably a little bit
looks like it might late. Be, but I don't know. It doesn't.
It's not going to affect
I'm
us.
Still sticking by mine.
Yeah, any frost on a pumpkin?
I go out on the porch in the morning.
Well, we had a little touch of frost maybe on the car, but no, I wouldn't call it frost. So.
It was on the windshield.
A freeze may happen by Thanksgiving. We'll see.
Always does.
Tends to.
And around this is a Thanksgiving.
Late Thanksgiving this year. It's like the 28th, and it's way down at the end of November.
Tommy's birthday is 28th, and he was born on Thanksgiving.
That old turkey. I knew he was a turkey.
He was born on Thanksgiving Day in 1957.
My birthday's Christmas Eve. Steve's July 1st.
Yep.
Yep, we're all got near holiday birthdays.
I didn't know you were Christmas Eve.
I'm a Christmas Eve baby. I was born the day before Jesus.
I'm trying to think up a
response to that. I didn't have to get my mom. I never had to get my mom anything for Christmas because I gave her the greatest gift, a son.
I always wondered. Thanksgiving is some the 28th.
Okay, so it is on his birthday this year.
Somebody this week every 7 years.
Okay, yeah, well, it should 7 or 6 years because of leap years.
Who cares?
Well, there you go. Now you can have a Thanksgiving and a birthday party.
Same now, thing. I always thought you ought to give your mother a birthday party, not you. She's one
yeah,
that all
she was
the
in, in there Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So that was something else.
She did.
They said it snowed that day, Christmas Day.
Might have.
It was one of the few white Christmases. We had one 8 years ago or something. We were all sitting in the living room, and the shades were open, and these big flakes started coming down. So we all ran out there. There's like 2 dozen of us, and there happened to be a guy walking around the neighborhood. He took a picture of it, but it only lasted 5 minutes, and it was gone. But
I don't think any of it stuck on the ground.
If you're from the north, that's a big snow for us, so we don't tend to like it.
We hadn't had any lately.
No.
I mean,
and here's the thing. People always brag about driving in the snow. We have people fooled down here that you can't do that. So don't do that. It's an opportunity. It's called a snow day, which I know a lot of people from up north don't understand that. But a snow day here is when you stay home. You don't do anything. You go. Some people go to the store and buy milk and bread. Some people go buy chips and beer. I won't tell you which one I am, but
I think the milk and bread's got the advantage right now.
Yeah. But I don't know, but
we have had some heavy snows, but it's been a while.
It has been a while. I mean, I'd love to see one.
And kids nowadays just screwed. And we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
This is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that birds have a high metabolism and they eat even more food during cooler months than at any other time of the year to produce more body heat? Don't leave them out in the cold with an empty feeder. Come visit us and we'll help you fill it with seed that has higher fat content to give your birds more energy and adequate nutrition all season long. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve.
Okay, we're back to the Gardener's Bench.
Making their way.
He's still playing my song. I just wait a minute. Anyway, as we went off the air, I mentioned kids were screwed. I've been getting a hard time here in the booth. But it is, they don't get snow days anymore because they have to do that virtual learning.
Thing. I've educated Steve on that.
I didn't know what that was.
Sometimes they don't always do virtual learning, but
Every time I've heard them get out of school, they get to do virtual.
Well, they don't go even when the wind's blowing hard anymore, so they have to have to do something.
40 miles an hour, the buses can't run.
Yeah.
There's a danger of them blowing over or something.
I don't know, man. Maybe that's happened before.
Yeah, somewhere, I'm sure.
I wouldn't want to be driving one with 40 mile an hour wind in the dark, basically.
It will be the dark starting.
Yeah.
Monday afternoon, I guess. We discussed that.
I know. Hey, today is the longest day of the year, so you got an extra hour to get something done in your yard or get something done outside. Why not? Whatever you want to do. There's football. There's
extra hour of sleep.
Extra hour of sleep, maybe. Sleep in. I've got a Halloween party at my house tonight, so I guess that'd be an extra hour. I'll have to give me another hour before I kick everybody out. But, yeah, change your clocks tonight, please,
yeah,
before you go
to
bed.
Set them back.
Fall back.
You'll be.
So now it is 8:41. So it'll be 7:41 this time tomorrow.
Yep. So it'll be
learning
dark.
All kind of things here today.
I guess, if you say so.
Teresa likes this time of year when they change the clock back, because then I don't work late or anything. I'm home. It's dark. So. I got to be home when the street lights come on. So,
really,
you do too, don't you? I don't like driving in the dark. To be honest with you, but
I don't drive in the dark anymore. But one Sunday this years ago, we've been going down to Chester playing golf Sunday afternoons for months, and she came in and said, "Are you going to go play golf?" I said, "No, I'm going to sit here and watch football games." She said, "No, you're not. You're going to play golf." I already called them, and they're going to meet you down.
So it's her time.
She kind of wanted me to go.
Well, that's her time, so it's good.
All
it's good
times,
for you, too, though.
All the time.
That was good
time.
For you. She knew that was good therapy for you to get out.
She's
I'm outside all the time, Rhonda. Come on.
She's in charge.
Yeah.
I say yes, ma'am. She said no, ma'am.
Yeah. Did she have a good birthday last week?
She said she did.
Yeah, good.
She and her sisters went to some winery.
Cat Paw Winery.
Afternoon.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Had a real good time, from good. What I understand. So.
Very good.
But I went to the pumpkin patch.
Did you?
Yep.
Where?
Don't ask me. Is
Woodland?
Near,
out there, York?
No, it's, drawing a blank here.
Charlie Brown's pumpkin patch?
No, it's over near 901.
Oh, okay. I don't know that one. What were you doing over there? You went.
The Green Kids.
Okay.
Tommy's Green Kids.
Yeah. That's cool.
They had some huge pumpkins, though. I mean,
really?
These things were monstrous. And I couldn't walk. I mean, these things spread out over 10 acres. So I couldn't walk all of it. So I sat there and watched the people, and they were hooting.
That's funny.
But the kids had a ball. I mean, literally. They had a petting zoo kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And a little maze for the little ones and a big corn maze.
They have a corn maze? I've never done a corn maze.
Well, Reba and her son-in-law got lost.
We're still looking for Reba and her son-in-law.
I think Tommy or somebody took a picture of it and emailed it or texted it to him so they could see how to get out.
Oh, really? eventually you'll find your way out, I guess. But
that is it's a farm.
I used to like drawing those with a pencil on the paper where you do that, but if you that gives you an upper view. If you're down inside of it, I think it'd be pretty hard. So,
and she came up here with me, and we went to Pops and had breakfast.
Yeah,
and then she went to the pumpkin patch, and we were supposed to go to the church for the trunk or treat thing. But we got heading that way. We had a decision to go home or go there, and it started raining so hard.
Yeah.
I figured everything get moved inside.
We had less kids this year at my house than usual, and I think all these trunk or treats and stuff are just the kids are.
They're getting it. We had 200 at the church. So that's
oh man, okay,
strong.
So how much candy does a kid need?
I have no idea. I don't have anything to
do. I figured they were just doing it different. Me and Tracy were joking. They just set the kids on the couch, and then they just come around with the little things for them, make it easy for them.
I think they set the trunk-or-treaters. They moved it inside, set down at a table, and the kids just made a circle.
Yeah.
But Tommy said there were over 200 there. So.
I actually had kids say trick-or-treat, which is nice. Some of them just walk up and don't do that. And a lot of them said thank you.
Yeah.
Very nice. It was nice to see little costumes.
Learning manners.
Little goblins.
Okay. That time again. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that birds have a high metabolism and they eat even more food during cooler months than at any other time of the year to produce more body heat? Don't leave them out in the cold with an empty feeder. Come visit us and we'll help you fill it with seed that has higher fat content to give your birds more energy and adequate nutrition all season long. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell, and there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me there.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench. Mm-hmm. So I guess the time we just talked a little bit about gardening.
Yeah, I had something I wanted to bring up. I was in Greenville last weekend with my granddaughter playing the golf tournament. She came in 13th out of 85. I'll give her a little promo there, so she done good.
Tell her
she had a little trouble the second day, but she dug in there and birdied two out of the last three holes. So that's good. She don't have a quit in her. But I was bringing that up because they did have a little bit more of a frost over toward Greenville. And there's a lot of Bermuda yards out there, and the Bermuda yards looked kind of like a leopard print. And a lot of people were asking me, what is that? I said, well, that's when frost settles on the grass and the higher parts of sun comes up and it burns it off the higher parts, leaves that part green, and the other down in a little dip stays on there long enough to knock it back. So it looked like a leopard print pattern across there. So
I've seen it.
So we usually get a lot of calls about that. It hadn't really happened here. But if you have Bermuda's always a yard, if you notice something like that going on, it's mainly in Bermuda because it's tighter looking. But we hadn't had that here really. But
mine still looks amazingly good. Mm-hmm. Like I told you last week, it's got a little yellowish tinge to it, but it hadn't turned brown or nothing. It's just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And the good part is it is sitting there. You don't have to cut it.
Exactly, yeah.
For a while there, Tommy was cutting it twice a week.
That's what everybody was not complaining. They're saying, man, I got to cut my yard two times a week at least. Well, you don't have to cut it now until April. So if you average it out, it's really not cutting it that much.
We got a little bit of weeds coming up along the edges.
Yeah.
That happens every year, mainly up at the road thanks to DOT.
Yeah. So if you hadn't done your pre-emergent, it's time to do that for your warm season grasses. Not too late. Go ahead and put it down now. And if you did your seeding on time, it's time for a second app of fertilizer. We have a 2505, which is a lot, some nitrogen to kick it. And just get it as strong as you can while the temperatures are cooler. If you have irrigation, you still can water it a little bit. I've been watering mine here and there. Trying not to too much, but
I
need
watered,
something.
And watered mine is
yeah, yours has got grass on top of it. If you kind of turn yours on, it'd be watering under the ground. You wouldn't even see where it was.
I think they'd probably come up.
It'd be like a drip system.
The problem is that was one of the first ones we ever did, and it's deep.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like 3-4 feet.
What? The pipes?
Yeah, we didn't know any better.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
We didn't know any better. The first one we ever did.
They're mountain boys. I wanted to frost.
You had to go over 2 feet up there and freeze.
Well, most people used to go at least a foot. A foot and a half, and then, but some of them I've seen, I've punctured some of them with an aerator.
Yeah, we did so too.
It needs to be deeper than that now, but.
Yeah, we had a minimum of 18 inches when we did them because that
bust. That was safe.
That bust them with the aerator stunk.
Yeah, and the wire in and all that, you don't want to get punctured.
But see, that well on that side, pumps over 100 gallons a minute, so I don't have many zones.
Yeah.
It has to have so many or blow them out of the ground.
Exactly right, yeah.
But the problem is from the pump to the system, we got a leak, and it's 4 feet deep. And
forget
the
it.
I did digging that sucker out one to a piece.
20 years ago, maybe. Now, that's not high on your list.
Actually, at least 20 years ago. More like 25.
You retired. That's not high on your list to get that done.
I got, they drew it out and I got the plot of the system. Yeah. We can find all the heads. In fact, I can see most of the heads. Mm-hmm. The grass is about that thick on the edges,
on the edges.
It's not on the head. So
yeah.
I don't know why.
Yep. And a lot of people that don't winterize their system, some still do, but,
we don't recommend it anymore.
I don't think
now,
you
back,
have to, really.
30 years ago, we did. And actually, Ronnie Wallace, for example, made a fortune going around winterizing systems for people.
It's pretty easy. You just kind of unscrew a little screw and shoot some air in there.
But we had the same thing we're having this year. You're probably going to need it in November. And usually after Thanksgiving, they winterize them.
Yeah.
So, we had a real bad dry, I don't remember what year now, but it was right after Christmas, New Year's in January, February. It didn't rain at all.
Yeah.
So we go turn people's systems on and they had them winterized, so they wouldn't need water.
Yeah, that's hard to believe it'd be that dry in January and February.
It is here.
I hope it's not this year. But so if you did do sod this year, later this year, recently, and you may need to actually put some water on that stuff a couple of times in January or February. The air is so dry that time of year, you don't realize it.
That's the tough part.
Even though it's cold, that your grass may actually need some. What about plants when it's that dry?
You need to get your inch of water a week, just like normal. Mm-hmm. Now, in the cold weather, if it ever gets cold, you don't have to do it as often.
Yeah.
You don't have the transpiration and all that. But like I said before, we were strong proponents of fall planting.
Mm-hmm.
I had people, since we've had so many people move here from all over the world, just not from the north now. And then when's the best time to plant? Well, we're fortunate. We can plant 24 hours a day, so anytime. Now, there are advantages and disadvantages. Which sometimes you do things and it works, and you think how smart you are. And next time you do it, it blows up on you. You think, why did I do that?
Yeah, true.
You don't remember the year before, but anyway. If you plant in the spring, which everybody does because they've been sitting in the house and tired and want to get out in the sun.
Yeah, the big box stores get people excited about it.
Walmart 2 years ago had 3 gallon tomato plants in February.
And then you planted them and then you replanted them again.
Okay, there's the music and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
I'm Benny Etter.
There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that birds have a high metabolism and they eat even more food during cooler months than at any other time of the year to produce more body heat? Don't leave them out in the cold with an empty feeder. Come visit us and we'll help you fill it with seed that has higher fat content to give your birds more energy and adequate nutrition all season long. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench, and we're listening to that lovely day.
We hope everybody has a lovely day today.
Before I forget, the TERS ARP Women's TERS Fest Day, it opened at 8 o'clock this morning.
Already?
Yeah.
Man.
And they'll sell.
Dang, pound cake's gone probably already.
More than likely.
God, and casseroles. And
she called, or she texted me, and they were lined around the building.
She working there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She does the casseroles. They got 347 last night.
Is it one casserole per person?
Not on Saturday.
Yeah.
All you want.
Limit them. Limit them, people.
They talked about it, but didn't they?
Single men, you better get out there. Get your meal for the week.
I tell you what's happened. There's a group, several groups, I think. There's one from the church.
Mm-hmm.
But they buy $300 or $400 up.
Yeah.
But they go on fishing trips to the Outer Banks.
Yeah.
So they get breakfast casseroles for breakfast.
Well, one time I went camping with some people over near Clemson, and we hit that thing on the way out, and we had food the whole weekend. It was great. Yeah, go out there. It's a great church. They do all kind of stuff for the community. It's right down there, just past Pet Village.
The church is up everybody on the hill above the ball field.
That's right. Yeah, don't go down to the ball field looking for them. Go up the hill. Yeah. You can see the church up there. So, well, stop in Carolina Fresh when you get done up there. We're open 8 to 2 today, so bring any extra food you have. These young men love some food there. So
they start feeding.
Yeah. And don't forget to vote Tuesday.
That's right. Everybody
great
go
thing. You won't have to look at these ads anymore.
Yeah, you do. I voted 1st of October or November or whenever, October, and still get them. We'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.